Daf is Daf Beis of Maseches Yuma, a much easier Masechta, not many hard Daf from beginning to end. It's certainly a wonderful Masechta. All Masechtas are wonderful, but it's going to be a much smoother ride than Maseches Shkalim. So the Mishnah, the Masechta begins Shivas Yamim Kodem Yom HaKippurim Mafrishin Kohen Gadol Mibeisa Lelishchas Perhedjin. So the din is that you have to separate the Kohen Gadol 7 days prior to Yom Kippur. He needs to prepare, he needs to separate himself from Tumah, he needs to learn the various avodas. So he goes to this Lishchas Perhedjin, which we'll learn about why it's called Lishchas Perhedjin. He goes there for 7 days. Umaskina le Kohen Acher Tachtav, they set aside, they prepare a backup Kohen in case the Kohen Gadol becomes Tamei. Shemi Yareb Psul, maybe a Psul will happen to him. And that's the first part of the Mishnah. So if you take a look at the Rashi, on the top Rashi in the page here, he says, Shivas Yamim Kodem Yom HaKippur Mafrishin Kohen Gadol Shekol Avodas Yom HaKippurim Eino Ksheira Elabo. All the Avoda must be done by the Kohen Gadol himself. So there is a big machlokus in the Rishon. What does it mean, all the Avodas has to be done by the Kohen Gadol? So according to some Rishon, every single Avoda on Yom Kippur must be done by the Kohen Gadol. Exactly what he says. There's a debate whether or not the Chumas Hadeshin, which we're going to learn about later on in the like Daf Chaf or so, whether Chumas Hadeshin is considered Avodas Laila or Avodas Yom. It seems to be Machlokas in the Gemara. It trickles down to Machlokas between Tosos and Rambam as well, whether it's Avodas Laila, because Chumas Hadeshin is the first thing in the morning that they clean the ashes before doing the various Kabanos. So is that considered the conclusion of Laila, or is that considered a preparation for the Yom? So the Yishom argue whether the Kohen Gadol has to do that as well. Some say yes, some say not. Some say that since Shumas Hadeshin is simply a Hechshir Ba'alma, the Kohen Gadol need not do it. Others say, no, it's considered Avoda, Avoda of the Yom, and the Kohen Gadol would have to do it. That's one Machlokas. There's a second Machlokas, whether or not the Kohen Gadol has to do all the Avodas. Everyone agrees, everything that's unique to Yom Kippur, that the Kohen Gadol, where he wears the white begadim, which we're going to go through in great detail later on, like a Daf Lamed or so, that the Kohen Gadol must do. But what about a carbon, a Avoda that's done every single day, like a carbon Tamid? Does that have to be done by the Kohen Gadol as well, or only that which is unique to Yom HaKippurim? So that too is Machlokas Rishonim. What does it mean that he has to do every single Avodah? So that's one piece here. Now another piece here they discuss, what is the reason why the Kohen Gadol has to separate for 7 days? Is it because of the Kedusha of the day, it's Yom Kippur, the Kedusha of the Zman, or is it because of the Kedusha of the Makom, where he's going into the Kodesh Kedashim? Is it about the Zman, or is it about the Makom? So what's the Nafkamina? The Nafkamina would be for Aaron HaKohen. Aaron HaKohen, the Gruff quotes a Medrash, a famous Medrash, that Aaron HaKohen was able to enter into Kodesh Kedashim whenever he wanted, because Parsha Achrimo says, Bezos Yavo Aaron, with this he could go into the Kodesh Kedashim, and it doesn't tell us to talk about Yom Kippur until after the whole Parsha Achrimo. So the Medrash says, the Gruff points out, that Aaron could go any day he wanted, as long as he followed the whole order, the Seder of Yom HaKippurim, even if it wasn't Yom Kippur. So if he were to go, on Alf Iyar, would he have to separate 7 days before him? So if the whole point of separating Shivas Yamim is because Kedushas Hazman, so he wouldn't have to go. Today is in Yom Kippur. But if it's about Kedushas Hamakom, and he plans to go into the Kodesh Kedashim, he would have to separate for 7 days. So that's another interesting machlokas. One more piece before we finish the Mishnah here. The Sfas Emes has the following shalom. When it says the Kohen Gadol needs to stay in the Lishchas Parhedrin for 7 days, is that 7 days like Teshu Kain Tadru, like the Sukkos, which means you're allowed to leave the Sukkah. You could go out for, to daven, go out to go on a little trip. But that means he's locked up for 7 days. He can't leave at all. So the Sfas Emes points out from different shitas in Tosfos Yeshanim, one line of Tosfos Yeshanim sounds like he must stay the whole 7 days, can't leave, and another line of Tosfos Yeshanim seems to indicate he's allowed to leave. So unclear how Tosfos Yeshanim holds, but the Aruch HaShulchan HaAsid writes clearly that he's not allowed to leave for 7 days. He's stuck there in jail. We're going to see whether he needs a mezuzah in that Lishchas Parhedjin, but that's an interesting suffix raised by the Sfas Emes. And I said one more piece, actually, before we go further, even, is that Rashi points out what psul might happen to the Kohen Gadol. The Rashi writes here, I think it's actually later on in the Gemara, what psul might happen. Oh, here we go. Look at Rashi. Maskinan lo. Rashi writes two narrow lines down. We have a backup Kohen Gadol in case the Kohen Gadol becomes Tameh. Umizamnin Kohen Acher Lios Kohen Gadol Tachtav. We have a replacement Kohen Gadol just in case. Imiyaro bo psul keri. Oshar Tuma Hamakvin Milavo Lemikdash. In case something else happens to the Kohen Gadol, there's a Balkari or Tameh, we have to have a backup Kohen Gadol. So Rabbeinu Yonah writes in the Maseches Avos, in the fifth parak, he says, wait a second. The Mishnah Avos tells us, Me'olam lo ira kera le Kohen Gadol be Yom Kippurim. A Kohen Gadol never became a Balkari on Yom Kippur. So why do we have a replacement Kohen Gadol in case the Kohen Gadol becomes a Balkari? So the simple answer is because Eina Somchin al Nes. We can't rely on the Nes. Even though one of the Nisim was that he didn't become a Balkari, we can't rely on it, and therefore we had to have a safety net just in case the Kohen Gadol did become a Balkari. That's one pshat. The other pshat in Maseches Avos, the Rishonim point out, the Marat Chiyot actually points out, that this din, that no carry ever happened to the Kohen Gadol, was only true of Bais Rishon. But Bais Sheni, as we're going to learn later on in the Masechta, that Bais Sheni was full of very corrupt Kohanim Gadolim. They didn't even finish the year, and they died each year when they went to Kodesh Kedoshim. It was full of corruption. So in that, during Bais Sheni, unfortunately, Baal Keri did happen to Kohen Gadol, and therefore they did need, in fact, a backup Kohen Gadol. So let's finish the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Af Isha Acheres Maskinan Lo. They even needed a backup wife. The Kohen Gadol needed to be married, and in case the wife died, so then they had to have a backup wife to have him. Now we're going to, that's probably the most complicated sugya in the Masechta. We're going to get to in a few blocks. How exactly do you have a backup wife to Kohen Gadol? You need to have, he can only marry one woman, not two. So how do you have a backup wife in case the first one dies, the second one becomes his new wife? So that's a complicated sugya we'll get to in a few days from today. But you need to have a backup wife for him as well. Shema Thomas, Isha, perhaps his wife might die. Shenemar, v'chiper ba'ado v'ad beso. When the Kohen Gadol does kapara, he does it for himself and for his entire house. Beso zu isho. Beso refers to his wife, not a much of a compliment. But the Gemara in Shabbos does tell us, even though certain Amorah referred to their wives as houses, it was a compliment of sorts, that they ran the house. They were the Akaris Abayas, so therefore Beso zu ishto. So Amr lo, they said back to Rabbi Yehuda, Im Kain, if you're going to have a backup wife, Ein ledavar sof. So why not have a backup wife to a backup wife to a backup wife? Maybe she's going to die, and she's going to die, and she's going to die. Ein ledavar sof. And therefore they argued and said there is no need for a backup wife, because otherwise, why stop there? So the Gemara now tells us, Tznan Hasam, we have a Mishnah that tells us Maseches Parah. When it comes to the Paraduma, Shivas Yamim Kodam Strefas HaParah, 7 days prior to the burning of the Paraduma, Hayu Mafrishin Kohen HaSarif Es HaParah Mibeso Lilishcha. They would separate the Kohen who would be involved in the Paraduma, they separate him to a Lishcha, Shal Pnei HaBira, on the face, on the area of the Har Bayis, Tzafona Mizracha, which was to the northeast of the Beis HaMikdash, the Lishcha's Beis HaEvin Ha'isa Nikres was called the Lishcha of the House of Rocks. We'll see why in a second. V'lama Nikra Shema Lishcha's Beis HaEvin. Why was that Lishcha called the House of Rocks? Shekol Maaseh B'chli Galalim. All the different acts of the Paraduma was used to Kli Galalim, which you're referring to, they made Kalim from the excrement of the Paraduma, or Kli Avanim was made of stone, or Kli Adama made of dirt. So my time, why did they use these particular Kalim? So they said, Kaven the Tivul Yom Kashir Bepara. So there's a din, the Tivul Yom of a person's tummy, he needs to go to the mikvah. So he goes to the mikvah, he's now called the Tivul Yom, he doesn't become fully Tahar until the sun sets. But until the sun sets, he's called Tivul Yom. Tivul Yom is Tame Legabe certain dinim, but Tahar Legabe other dinim. So it's kind of in the middle. So the Mishnah says, so a Tivul Yom's Kashir to do the Paraduma, the Tzan, the Mishnah says, Mitamin Hayu HaKohen HaSarif Es HaPara. They would actually intentionally make the Kohen, who performed the process of the Paraduma, the burning, they'd actually make him Tameh on purpose. And then they'd go, make him go to the mikvah, Matbilin also. And then he would actually do the Paraduma as a Tivul Yom. Why would they do that? Dafka is a strange thing. The Dafka wanted to use a Tivul Yom. Why not wait until the sun sets? Because they did many things. We'll see, particularly in Maseches Yuma, a few examples of this. Lohotzi Miliban Shel Tzedukim. To try to prove wrong, to show how strong we are against the Tzedukim, because the Tzedukim felt, Shayu Omrim, they would say, B'mu'arave Hashemesh Haisa Nases. They felt that only a person whose Tumah experienced the sunset. Sunset is when the process is finished. So Tivul Yom is in between, it's a hybrid. He went to the mikvah, but didn't yet have Har Shemesh. So Tzedukim felt, you're not Tahor until sunset. We said, no, not true. A Tivul Yom actually can do the Paraduma. So just to Dafka go against the Tzedukim, we wouldn't really normally do this. We'd rather make him completely Tahor. But just to prove wrong that we hold against the Tzedukim, we Dafka used the guy according to the Tivul Yom, and that was the purpose for this. So now, since based on this background, that we had a Tivul Yom perform the Paraduma, we wanted to kind of balance it. We wanted to make sure people didn't think the Paraduma was like a small matter. We Dafka used a Tivul Yom. So we have to, counter it with extra chumers on the other side. What does that mean? So therefore, Takina lo Rabbanan Kli Galalam Kli Avanam Kli Adama, they Dafka wanted to use these Kalim, because these Kalim cannot become Tameh. The Lo Lekavli Tuma So people don't, start playing games. They say, wait a second, if the Kohen Tilayom could do the Paraduma, maybe we could make Kalim their Tame as well. So in order to make sure everything was really done properly, they use Kalim that cannot halachically become Tame. Take a look at Rashi. Rashi just says all this to make this clear. Rashi says, Ki heichi dilo lizalze be, lomar ho the Tilayom, they're going to say, since the Tilayom is kasher bepara, ain't tarach liyos reason ba b'shmiras tara. We don't need to be careful about other halachas of tara. L'chach, therefore, asuba malos harbe latara. They may add extra chumras to the process of the paraduma. V'zu achas mehem, and the using of the kli avanim was one of them. And for that reason, this particular lishcha, where the kohen surface of para goes, is called the lishchas beis ha'evin. Now take a look at Tosos. Tosos writes, lahotzi miliban shatzadukim. Lava betuma deraisa mitamile tilahavi mizalzle bay kulihai. Which type of tuma? This kohen has surface apara. How would they make him tame? The Tosa said they would not make him tame mideraisa. They'd have some type of tuma midirbanan. Because even we would want to, we don't want to mizalzle entirely either. So some tuma midirbanan, they made him tame, went to the mikvah, and then he performed the process of the paraduma. Now further, just to, so you shouldn't think they actually did the paraduma as a tivul yom, Tosa writes in the next Tosvos, Shekol maaseha b'chli avanim, dafka be'elu zayin yomim shel shreifas hapara. They only for the 7 days in preparation of the burning of the paraduma would they have him be the tivul yom. About b'shas kiddush, when it comes to the actual kiddush, the actual process of the paraduma that day, he goes on to prove that they would not let a tivul yom do it. An actual kohen who's completely tahor would be doing the process. But this was all in order lahotzi miliban shel tzedukim. So now the Gemara says further, halfway down the Amud. Maishna tzfona mizracha. Why dafka did they use the northeast? Why was that the area where the lishchas habeis evin was located? Kevin de chatas hi, since paraduma is called the chatas, and the chatas tuuna tzafon, the chatas in the base of Migdash, you'd shech the carbon chatas in the northern part, north of the mizbech, that's where you'd shecht it. Now, I'm going to be doing this often, guys. This room will be our base of Migdash now, so just get used to this. So that's east, that's west, that's north, and that's south. That's because the base Mikdash was like a rectangle this way. It was longer that way. So it just works out well. So behind me is north, and that's south. So the Mizbeach, there's a ramp coming up from the south to the north in the center, and then this is the big Mizbeach. So this is the northern part of the Mizbeach, the base Mikdash. That's where they'd shecht the chatas up in the north. So since a chatas in the base of Mikdash was shechted in the north, and a paraduma is called the chatas in the Torah, so they wanted it to be in the northeastern part as well. So the Gemara explains, again, chatas tuuna tzafon, chatas in the base of Migdash requires the north, the ksiv, but says by the paraduma, el nochach pnei o amoid takinu lei rabbanu lishcha tzafona mizracha kecha delave leakera. This way, they can recognize that there's a certain chatas element of the paraduma. Rashi says, the chatas tuuna tzafon, says Rashi, chatos hakrevos b'mizbeach nishchasos b'tzafon, the paraduma itself doesn't need tzafon. He bahar hamishcha. The paraduma is not in the actual base of Migdash. It's actually on a mountain not too far from Har Bayis, but it's in Har Mishcha, but they wanted to have some correlation to the chatas in the base of Migdash. That's the understanding. And look at the other Rashi. He says, ledas, so the Kohen should be aware, shehufrasham, why was he sent to a lishchas base Evan, dafka in the north, to tell the Kohen that the dasha hufrasham kidei lahati olav avodas para hakriya chatas, that he has the responsibility of being involved in the paraduma, which is called the chatas, v'tuna mizach, it also requires east, v'yosim lev, v'yozariz b'maseah, v'seid avodas, he needs to just be very careful that he's involved in a very, very serious avoda of the paraduma. So now the Gemara says as follows. Actually, no, before I do that, look at Tosas Yermaskel, u'mayshna tzafona mizrach. Why the northeast? Vim Tom asks Tosas Amaylo Hayu Mafrishin Ami Kohen Gadol Lifnei Yom Kippur Milish Chazu Shal Pnei Abira. So why don't we have the same lishcha that the Paraduma Kohen surface of Par goes to? Why don't we say the Kohen Gadol for Yom Kippur also goes to the same lishcha? V'yesh Lomar the lishchas Para Hayu Karmla Lishchas Beis Evan Kecha Devi Navi Haykeret Shekomaseh Bichli Avanim V'Hava Mefarshe Nami Lahish Lishcha Kohen Gadol Lifnei Yom Kippurim. If that same lishcha would be where the Kohen Gadol Yom Kippur would go to, as lo havalei heker lapar, it wouldn't be a heker. Right? We want it to go that the paraduma, that place where the kohen haserver the par goes to, he's aware it's going on. But if that's the same exact lishcha where the kohen gadol goes to, it won't have the proper heker. So that's why we need two different lishchos: one for the kohen gadol yom kippur, one for the kohen haserver the par. That's one shot of Tosfos. Inami, alternatively, he suggests, Yesh Lomar, Bishum the Kohen Gadol B'Yom HaKippurim, Prishaso L'Kedusha, Shekol Avodaso L'Fnim, L'Fnai L'Fnim, Hayim HaFrishin Oso, L'Shchot Bahajin, Shebnu B'Kodesh. That the whole purpose of sending the Kohen Gadol Yom Kippur is for Kedusha. So there are two different reasons why. Conceptually, the Karif HaKohen, rather, has surface that power goes to protect himself from Tuma, and the Kohen Gadol of Yom Kippur goes for Kedusha. Since conceptually, they're for two different purposes. One's to prevent from Tuma, and one's to create Kedusha. Therefore, they have two different Lishos. That's the second suggestion of Tosis. So back inside the Gemara, now the Gemara says, my Bira. We mentioned that the Kohen would go to the base of Evan, which is on the Pnei HaBira. So what does Bira mean? Amar Rabba Bar Chana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Makom Haya Bahar Bias, Ubir Shemo. There was a particular area on Har Bias, it was called Bira. It was a certain section of the Har Bias. Reish Lakish argues in Rabbi Yochanan. Amar, he says, Kola Mikdash Kula Kari Bira. He felt that the entire base of Mikdash is called Bira, Shenemar, Habira, Asher Chinosi. So this machlok is whether Bira is a particular Makom, or Bira refers to the entire base of Mikdash. So now the Gemara is going to go through, this is going to keep us busy for the rest of the daf today. That Menaha Nemili. How do you know these words to be true? Which words? Rashi points out that you need Prisha for the Yom HaKippurim, Kohen Gadol, and for the Kohen HaSarif as a para. So what's this based off? The Gemara says, so Amar Rabbi Minyumi Bar Chilkia, Amar Mechasia Bar Idi, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Amar Kod says in the Pasuk by the Miluim that Kasher Asa Bayom Hazeh, Tziva Hashem Lasos L'Chaper Aleichem. Just like you did today. We know that there is Shiva Simei Miluim. There are 7 days of preparation in the beginning of Nisan until they actually put up the Mishkan. So to just like you did this, Kasher Asa Bayom Hazeh, just like you did today for the Shiva Simei Miluim, so too you should do Tziva Hashem Lasos L'Chaper Aleichem. There's going to be other instances where you need 7 days of separation. So what does this mean? So Lasos references Elu Maase Para. The actions, the process of Paraduma also requires the 7 days of separation. And the Chaper, Elu Maase Yom HaKippurim, that's referring to the Kapara, Yom Kippur. So it's a Gzeis HaKasav, it's a Pasuk, that these two mitzvahs, Yom Kippur and Paraduma, require 7 days of preparation based on Shiva Simei Miluim. So Bishma, this makes sense. Kula Kra B'Para, Lo Mesokem. I understand. Why couldn't you have said that the entire passage referring to just one instance? Maybe it means Kasher Asa B'Yom Hazeh, Tziva Hashem Lasos L'Chaper Aleichem is referring to one instance, and maybe it's all referring to Paraduma, or maybe it's all referring to only Yom HaKippurim. So Gemara says you can't say Bishma Kula Kra B'Para. You can't say the entire passage referring to Para Lo Mesokem. That you can't establish L'Chaper Ksiv B'Para La Bas Kapari. That you can't say that it's referring to Paraduma. Because the pasuk clearly says lasos lechaper to provide kapara, and paraduma doesn't provide kapara. It provides tara, but not kapara. Kapara is when there's an avera. Paraduma is providing tara. So this clearly can't be only about the paraduma, but ella maybe ema kule kri kra b'yom HaKippurim. So maybe the entire pasuk is referring to Yom HaKippurim, which is about kapara. So Gemara says amri yalef tziva tziva. We have a gzeir shava. Ksiv Hachet says in this pasuk by Shiva Simei Meluim, Tziva Hashem Lasos, Uksiv Hasim, it says in Parshas Chukas, Zos Chukas HaTorah Asher Tziva Hashem Lemur, that's the parsha which talks about Paraduma. So Mala Hal and Par, just like the Tziva in Chukas is the Paraduma, Afkan Para, so too, the Tziva of Shiva Simei Meluim is referencing Paraduma. So Paraduma is clearly alluded to in this pasuk. Uma Kan Prisha, just like you need Prisha, 7 days, Shiva Simei Meluim, so through the Gezer Shava, Afla Hala, and so too by the Paraduma, you need 7 days of Prisha. So that's the understanding of this Joshua. So now the Gemara says, well, maybe the Ema, Tziva, Tziva, the Yom HaKippurim. Maybe Tziva is only referring to Yom Kippur and not including Paraduma at all. The Chesivit says by Yom Kippur as well, by Yas, Kasher, Tziva Hashem, Es Moshe, that you did just like what you did by Moshe. This is in Achrei Mos. So it says, Danin Tziva Dilifneasia Mitziva Dilifneasia Ve'ein Danin Tziva Dilacharsia Mitziva Dilifneasia. So we're looking now at the order of the word Vayas and the word Tziva. So in the Pasuk by Yeshua Simei Meluim, it says, Kashir Osa B'Yom Hazeh Tziva Hashem. Osa comes before Tziva. So too by Paraduma, Osa comes before Tziva. But here by Yom Kippur, here we're saying it's a different order. Right? Is that the way we're doing it? Let's see again. Says Vadich Vayas Kasher Tziva Hashem Es Moshe. Danin Tziva. I'm 2 lines down. I'm reading this again. Danin Tziva Dilifneasia Mitziva Dilifneasia. You're saying something a pasuk that Tziva. The word Tziva comes before Asiya, as opposed to Yom Kippur, where the Tziva comes after the Asiya, and therefore it's not a good Gzer Shava. So Gemara said, okay, fine. So Tziva is referring to Paraduma connecting to Shiva Simei Meluim. So Gemara said, well, maybe Ema Tziva is connecting it not to Paraduma, but maybe we should connect it to Karbanos in general. The Eimet Tziva de Karbanos, the Chziv Bayom Tzavaso es Bnei Yisrael. It says Bayom Tzavaso, referring to Karbanos, that this is actually a pasuk that we know Karbanos can only brought Bayom, not Belaila, but it used the word Tziva. So the Gemara says, no. Danin Tziva Mitziva, Vein Danin Tziva Tzavaso Mitziva. So it's not the exact word. Now, granted, it's the same Sharish, the same root, but it's not the same exact word, so therefore we cannot learn Karbanos from the word Tziva, because by Karbanos it says Tzavaso. My nafkamina, what's the big deal? We do have other instances. We have a gzer shava where it's not the same exact word. We have room to maneuver. Gemara as a proof. Atana the Bei Rabbi Yishmael. The shava kohen uval kohen. This week's parsha, right? The kohen comes, the kohen returns, and we make a gzer shava from the word shav and va. They're different words, but yet we still have a gzer shava. Zui shiva, zui bia. Gemara says the only time we're allowed to make a gzer shava when the words are not exact. Hanimili hecha deleka dedamile. When you have no other options. If you have words that are exactly the same, then we'd opt for those. So the way gzer shavas work in general, keep in mind, we know, ein adam don gzer shava ela ma'asmo ela masha amar rabo. You can't make your own gzer shavas. It has to be part of a mesorah. You have to hear it from your Rebbe. Now the Ramban writes in Sefer HaMitzvos, he points out that it's not that every detail of the gzer shava was given. The gzer shava, the three pieces of the gzer shava. One is which words are being used. Secondly, what are the applications, which mitzvahs are being connected, which psukim, and thirdly, which halachas are being carried through. So Ramban says, we don't have every element of that masara. Your Rebbe could tell you, there's a gzer shava of the word tziva. Now you figure out where to put them in. So that's why the Gemara is trying to figure out, is it this word, is it that word? Now sometimes you get stuck, you can't figure it out, so then you have to use a vav, a shav. But if you have words that are exactly the same, you certainly opt for those that are exactly the same as opposed to those that are not exactly the same. And therefore, since we have a word tziva and tziva, we opt for that gzer shava as opposed to biyom tzavaso of karbanos. So either way, we have this drasha that shivas yamim applies to both the Yom HaKippurim and to Paraduma. So now the Gemara says around halfway down the narrow lines here on Beis and Beis, the Gemara says, l'chaper eilumasa Yom HaKippurim. So when it says the word l'chaper, that's referring to Yom Kippur, that Yom Kippur requires 7 days of preparation for the Kohen Gadol. Ve'ema, let's say, kapara the karbanos. Maybe it should refer to the kapara, not of Yom Kippur, but every carbon, every single carbon that's brought, maybe that is a kapara, and maybe that should require 7 days for every Kohen that's going to be involved in any carbon. So Gemara says, mi'adinan hei Kohen misrame, debailei prisha. Who knows which Kohen needs to do it? The way it works, if you learn Maseches Tamid, it tells us, how do you know who's going to be the Kohen to be involved in the Karbanos that day? They'd stand around the circle, and they'd do like 21st finger, the Gemara talks about it, one finger, two fingers, and then they count, and whoever got it, he does the Avodah. So you have no idea if today's my day, today's your day, so how do you know which Kohen's going to do it, that he has to separate for 7 days? So Gemara says, maybe, Amri, Alama lo, Libai, Le, Prisha, L'chuli, Mishmeres, Besav. Maybe the entire Beis Av, the entire group of Kohanim who are working today, on today's Yom Shlishi, the entire group should go to do 7 days of preparation, because any one of them could potentially be doing the Karbanos. So the entire Beis Av should require 7 days of Prisha. So Gemara says, no, we cannot learn that Karbanos requires 7 days of preparation, because Danin Davar Shekavul Ozman, Midavar Shekavul Ozman, we learn from the Mishkan, which itself had a set time, it was a set Zman when to do it, and we apply that to another case of Yom Kippur, which is also Kavul Ozman, as opposed to Lafuke Karbanos, Nichol Yoma Isneho. But Karbanos come every single day. There's no set time. There's no one time a year that this happened, and therefore, you cannot learn Karbanos from the Shivas Yimei HaMulum. So Gemara says, okay, what about Eimei Regalim? Maybe Regalim. Regalim have a set date during the year, right? The three Regalim throughout the year. So those are Kavul Ozman. So maybe Regalim, the Kapara that's brought on Regalim, all those Karbanos which provide Kapara, maybe those days, those Karbanos, should require Shives Yimei Prisha, and not only Yom Kippur. So Gemara says, Davar Shenoig, Danin Davar Shenoig Bo Pam Achas B'Shana, Midavar Hanoig Pam Achas B'Shana. We learn the Mishkan, the Shives Yimei Mulum, was once in the year, so we learn that the Yom Kippur was also once in the year, as opposed to Lafuke Regalim, Delav Pam Achas B'Shana Ninu, which are not once a year, but they're three times a year, so therefore we cannot apply this to Regalim. So we don't apply this to Karbanos, nor can we apply the 7 days of separation to Regalim either. So the Gemara says, okay, so we can't apply it to all three regalim. But maybe, Eimei Regel Echad, maybe one of the regalim, we could apply it to either Pesach, Shavuos, or Sukkot, maybe one of them should require Shivas Yimei HaMulum. So V'chit Eimei Lo Yadinan Heimei Na'u, if you're going to tell me we don't know which of the regalim we should apply Shivas Yimei Prisha to, Ichag HaMatzis, maybe it should be Pesach, whole Pasach B'Kasav Tchila. That was the first Yantav given to us. Maybe that's the one that should require Shivas Yimei Prisha. Or Ichaga Sukkos Hoel Humurab Mitzvaso. Or maybe it should be Sukkos because there's so many mitzvahs. There's a Lulav and there's an Esuk and there's a Rabos and there's a Dasim and there's Sukkah. So we don't know which one. So Ella Danin Prishas Shiva Yom Echad. Mi Prishas Shiva Yom Echad. So the reason why we can't choose Pesach or Sukkot is because that we learn you need 7 days of preparation for one day, just like in the Mishkan. It was 7 days of preparation until the Hakamas Mishkan. And we apply that to Yom Kippur, which is 7 days until one day Yom Kippur. But the ain done in Prisha Shiva Shiva, Mi Frisha Shiva Yom Echad. But to apply that to Sukkot or Pesach, which is 7 or 8 days long, that's not comparable to the Hakamas Mishkan, which is only one day. We need 7 days of preparation to one day of celebration, as opposed to Pesach, which is 7 days of preparation to 7/8 days of celebration. Therefore, we cannot apply it to Pesach nor Shavuos. Now, that, of course, leaves one regular left. What about Shavuos? Ve'ema Shemini, before I get to Shavuos, I guess tomorrow's daf, actually. Ve'ema Shemini, maybe it should be Shemi Atzeres, which is a standalone Yantif. It's a Chag B'fnei Atzmo. So the Precious Shiva Liyom Echadu. So 7 days of preparation for Shemi Atzeres. That's one day. That should be similar to the Mishkan, which is one day. So the Gemara says, Danin Davar She'ein Kedusha Lefanov, Midavar She'ein Kedusha Lefanov. We learn from the Mishkan, which had no Kedusha, no Yom Tovim before Hakamas HaMishkan, and we apply that to Yom Kippur, which also doesn't have any Kedusha of the Yom Tif before Yom Kippur. The Ein Davar, Ein Danin Davar She'esh Kedusha Lefanov, Midavar She'ein Kedusha Lefanov. But we cannot learn Shmi Atzeres, which has 7 days of Yom Tif of Kedusha before it. We cannot learn that from the Mishkan. Those cases are not parallel. The Lav Kav HaChomer, is this not a Kav HaChomer? Hashta, now if we say Davar She'ein Kedusha Lefanov by Prisha, that which has no Kedusha prior to it, yet it still requires 7 days. Davar She'esh Bo Kedusha Lefanov, that which has Kedusha before it, meaning Shmi Atzeres, which has 7 days of Sukkos leading up, should that not require even more Prisha? That's a higher level of Kedusha. Lo Kol She'ein, should that not also require? Certainly that should require 7 days. So the Gemara says it's a very good Kav HaChomer, but we're not using logic here. Amar Rav Masharshia, lo. We can't learn it. Hazek Siv Kazeh. It says in the pasuk, look at Rashi, last two lines of Rashi here, Hazek Siv Kasher Asa B'Yom Hazeh, just like they did on this day, on Shmi Atzeres, and rather, Shiva Shmi Amaluim, Kazeh, you have to do exactly to another case, Lo Hutzach Prisha Elo L'Dugmaso. Meaning there's a Gezer Zakasav, only the model that existed in the Torah, 7 days of separation to Kamas HaMishkan, we have to apply that elsewhere. Now, even though logically you would think Shmi Atzeres, which has 7 days of Kedusha beforehand, should require more Kedusha, we're not working within Svar here. We're working within a Gezeres HaKasav. It has to be Mamish Kazeh, and therefore it does not apply to Shmi Atzeres. The Gemara says, finishing off the Rav Ashi, says differently, Rav Ashi Amar, Mi Ika Midei De Ika Regel La Bai Prisha, and Tafel Didei Bai Prisha. So he has another reason why Shmi Atzeres doesn't require Shiva Simei Prisha. Because the Shmi Atzeres is secondary to Sukkot itself. So it wouldn't make sense that the Iker Yantif of Sukkot doesn't require Prisha, but the secondary, the Tafel, Shmi Atzeres does require Prisha. That doesn't make any sense. V'yafilul man damar shmini regel b'fnei atzmo. Even if you hold that Shmi Atzeres is not really Tafel, it's a standalone Yantif, it's a regel b'fnei atzmo, that's not entirely true. That's only regarding a few things. Hanimili inin Hazar Kashav, which is a Rashi tables. If you look at Rashi, what they stand for, only six dinim does it stand alone. Aval, we'll get to Rashi in a second. Aval inin Tashlumin, in terms of Tashlumin, if the person missed the carbon, he didn't bring the carbon Chagiga on day one of Sukkot, he can make it up on Shmi Atzeres, which tells us Shmi Atzeres is a continuous part of celebration of Sukkot itself, as says the Gemara. Aval inin Tashlumin, Tashlumin derishanu. Shmi Atzeres could make up for that which was missed on the first day of Sukkot. The Hatanan, the Mishnah tells us, Mishalo Chag b'yom tov harishon shechag, a person who did not bring the Chagiga on day one of Sukkot, he could be Chogeg v'holech kol rego kulo v'yom tov achron shechag. He could even bring it on Shmi Atzeres, which tells us that the connection of Shmi Atzeres to Sukkot itself. So even though Shmi Atzeres stands alone, the like Gabi six halachas, it's still not considered rego fanato, it's still considered tafel. So what does Pazak Kashav stand for? If you look at Rashi, Rashi says, top of Daf Gimel, Pazar Kishav, the pious atma, there's a separate pious, Shane pious b'priachag, b'pariachag, eta mishmaros, shekol mishmaros, shonos mishal shos behem. The way it would work is that there's no separate pious, there's no lottery done for the Kohanim on Sukkot, so they'd have to, each Kohanim would have a chance to do it. When it came to Shmi Atzeres, they get to redo the cycle of the pious. I'm not going to go into details now, it's Masechet Sukkot talks about this. Zion refers to Zman, there's a new Shechianu on Shmi Atzeres. Rego means Rego Fanatmo. It's not called Sukkot, it's called Shmi Atzeres. It's a different name when it comes to Yalav Yavo. Kuf is a different carbon to it, a very different order of carbonos. And Shin refers to a shir, to a different song they would sing during the carbona of Shmiat Teres. And Beis is a bracha, refers to a special bracha. There's a machlok, so this means exactly, but a bracha referring perhaps to the Haftorah that's mentioned on Shmiat Teres. Either way, we see that no matter how you slice it, Shmiat Teres is considered tafel, and if the Iker Yantif Sukkah doesn't require Prisha, certainly the tafel, the secondary one, doesn't require it either. So let me quickly recap. So that we start off with the Mishnah talking about the 7 days of separation. For the Kohen Gadol and Lishchus HaParhedrin, you need a backup Kohen Gadol as well in case it becomes possible. If you felt you need a backup wife as well. Chacham argued you do not need a backup wife. We've brought a comparable case of the Paraduma, who also requires 7 days of preparation before his process. And we wanted to use a Tivul Yom, but to be the Hotzi Miliban Shel Tzedukim, but the balance that we had also used the Kli Avanim to make sure that we did not become Tamei. That's why he put him in a Lishchus Beis HaEvan. That's where he stayed. It's called, we put him in the north because since the Paraduma is called north, called Chathas rather, Chathas is Shecht in the north, so we put the Lishchas of the Paraduma in the north as well. Machlok is what Bira meant. The Bira mean the entire base of Mikdash or just a particular Makom on Har Bayis. And then we went through the whole Drasha, the source of the 7 days of separation of both Yom HaKippurim and Paraduma based on the positive Kasher Tziva Asa Bayom HaZeh. Then we went back and forth. Maybe it means something else. Maybe it refers to the carbon. Maybe it refers to the different regalim. And we end up concluding that none of them made sense other than Paraduma and Yom HaKippurim. Okay, welcome back, guys. And have a wonderful day.